is Tony there?
This is he.
Hey, Tony, my name's Megan. I'm calling with the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
I'm all right. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thanks for asking. We spoke, I don't know, about a couple months ago, I think, about equipment financing. But I just wanted to follow back up with you. You said you might have some other equipment purchases coming up.
We haven't even haven't done the main one. I'm having some tax issues that I'm having to clear up, and so we tried to run it through with another company, and I even tried to buy a truck in a different date, and everything's just kind of held up with my personal taxes. I've got some things we got to clean up, so everything's kind of on hold for now.
Okay. You know, we can get you approved without a personal tax return or anything. We can do this completely through your business if you don't want to wait.
That's what everybody else said, too. There's been two people that's tried to run it. That's what everybody keeps saying, and they wouldn't even approve Chase denied a $26,000 work truck, and, I mean, I was putting money down on that too, so everybody keeps saying that, but they ran it through and it got declined, so I don't know.
Yeah, I kind of believe that about Chase and the big guys like Wells Fargo and things, but we're a bit more flexible than them.
The people with the equipment, she's from California and she did it in what's called the loan page app, and she even tried the amount was 170. And she split it up into two different ones, one for 98, you know, and the other for the less amount, and they declined it. They said they needed my, the underwriter declined it and said they needed my taxes.
Huh, your personal tax return.
Yeah, the business is done. They wanted my personal, and that's, like I said, that's a big mess right this minute.
Is that like a tax liens that you have going on there, or it's just that you haven't finished your tax return?
Yeah, no liens. I just haven't finished it. We had to open up 13 and 14. 14 had a mistake, and 13 had I can't remember what she said, 13, but they had to reopen that, and so, I went out of town, so it's kind of on me now. It was on them as far as the deadline of the 15th stuff, and they told me they could get it done by the 20th if I would have got them the information. But I had to go out of town, and then I got the flu. So it's on me. It's the ball's in my court to get back with the accountant, and I just haven't had time to do it.
Wow, that's crazy, man. I can't even believe that they're asking for all that information.
We're probably going to do a little over $1 million this year in business. So, I mean, and we don't have anything on loans. I mean, you know, my personal credit's only a 592 because I did have, you know, what ruined that is I was in Chase had my loan on my house, and I entered into the HARP program back in like April of last year. Well, during that process, Chase dumped the loan, and a company called Soteris picked the loan up. Well, since I had entered the paperwork of the HARP program, Chase lost that paperwork. And I don't know how this works, but all I know is I'm the one that got the short end of the stick because Soteris was accepting my payment every month that they had told me to pay, but all the while, they put my house on 180 days delinquent. So my credit went from a 750 to a 560. And now it's back up. I just got the piece of paper from getting denied on the truck. It's back up to a 592. But and I do have an old bankruptcy on there that it was Chapter 11 that we reconsolidated. But that was in 2011. And hell, the payments will be done in 6 months. So in 6 months, I literally will be 100% debt free other than my one house, and I'm doing $1 million in business and personally make over $100 a year, and they wouldn't even finance a truck. It's pathetic.
That's crazy. Yeah. That's really crazy. That's a bummer about that HARP program. That's like the forgiveness kind of program, right? Or they kind of adjust your payments for you?
Yeah. I mean, I don't whatever the government calls it. I just call it the HARP. I mean, my payment was was 1260, and it's now only 770. So, I mean, obviously, monthly financially, it helps me out greatly. Mm-hmm. The unfortunate part is I've been in the house for almost 13 years, and now I've got a new 30-year mortgage.
Oh, wow. I didn't realize that's how that worked. I never really
Yeah, I didn't either. I mean, I've got some personal problems that were going on during the same time where I would have paid a little more attention, but it's done, and it is what it is at this point.
And so you're current on that at this point, right? Just have to kind of build up your credit?
I'm 100% current on it. I even got them to send me a letter because it was showing up as delinquent on that credit stuff, and I got them to send me a letter because I figured it'd take, you know, 2 months or so before it showed back up on my credit. I've got a loan. I mean, a piece of paper that says, hey, everything's current. You didn't know till April, in which I've already made my April payment. Everything's current.
Well, that's good. That's good. Are you going to be able to fight that through the credit bureaus? Maybe try to get that off your record? Because if you were paying the payments the whole time, right?
I didn't even think about that. I run this business, you know, basically by myself. I mean, I've got a right-hand man that really helps me out a lot, but I'm not the keenest when it comes to paperwork. My wife used to work here, and that's the personal problem thing I named. And so, we just kind of truck along with things. Seems like I find out about things that I should do kind of later than I'm supposed to, but it ends up getting done, and we're still making money. So, hey, it could always be worse, I reckon.
Yeah, definitely. I'm not a real, I don't know a whole lot about that, but I would think that you'd be able to do something about that. I just don't know what, you know.
Right.
But yeah, anyways, what about this equipment that you bring on? You said it was $170,000 that year. What kind of equipment are you?
It's a stone processing machine that just, you know, manufactures the stone for us. We have since I got denied on that one, we kind of looked at our inner workings, and there was a different machine that would help me in a different way, and it was only, I think it's only $97,000, I'm waiting on the guy to send me a quote. I haven't even got that yet. We're still kicking at it, and one or the other, I mean, I need to get a machine, period. Like I said, I got sick when I got out of town, so I hadn't even had time to get that tax crap. I tell you what, you know, just keep me in mind. Try me back. Give me a couple weeks and see if I can get this quote from this guy and get my tax stuff figured out, and then we'll give you a shot on it.
Well, you know, what about this? We've been talking about this for, like, months here, and I feel like we could just run circles around these other people that haven't been even telling you an answer yet at this point. If you wanted to just send us the application and, 6 months bank statements and last year's tax return, just the business tax return, we don't need personal or anything, at least we can get you a quote, and, you know, maybe it'd be more beneficial for you to be able to have a, you know, answer one way or the other here.
Yeah. All right. Well, yeah, go ahead and send me one, and I'll get it filled out.
All right. Sounds good. As far as, like, the equipment right now, what do you guys, because it makes, or is you said it processes stone, like it makes granite into, like, a countertop, it cuts the holes and all that?
Yeah, correct. The first one, the one that was 170, it does. It cuts holes and puts edges on the counters. The new one that I'm entertaining is it's a saw, and it also will cut some sinks out. Like I said, both of them are used, but the saw should be around 87 or 97. I couldn't remember what he said over the phone. I haven't received the quote from him. I've got the quote on that other machine, but that other machine, I got a feeling that they're going to probably sell it here pretty quick because it's such a good deal that somebody that can get approved is probably about to jump on it. They wanted me to give them a little bit of a deposit, which I had money I was putting, and I have still have it, but I was reluctant to give it to them because of all the problems. I didn't want to be out of my cash flow and not being able to get approved.
Yeah, definitely. So is that a used machine? That's why you guys are getting a good deal on it?
Yes, yeah, both of them are used. They're new, you know, new, very new, but just gently used.
Yeah.
I think the 97 or not, they'll just say 90,000 one. I think it's a 2013 model. The 170,000 machine that we were looking at, it's a 2007, but it had been completely redone, taken back to their office and stripped down, and a lot of the major components replaced and repainted, so it would look brand new.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm still up in the air. It really, the only reason I even thought in my mind that I wanted to go with the $90,000 one was because it was cheaper and it will help us. I mean, I'd rather have the 170 one because it would benefit us more. But I was just, like I said, trying to get something a little lesser just to get, because you know, I'm going to need both at some point, but one or the other, I got to have one or the other to help out in the short term.
Because what's the big difference on that? Like, one's kind of more efficient, the more expensive one, or it just can do more?
They do different things. You know, we already have the one that's cheaper that I'm kind of on now. I have a machine out back that we use. It's just a 98 model, and it's a manual operated. This one is just a completely computer-controlled.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a cutting device. It cuts the stone. We put the slabs on, and it cuts it into the shapes, and then we would have humans put on all the edges. The other one, the more expensive one, you cut it, you know, with an old saw or with a new saw, and then you put it on this machine, and it processes the edges and gets it ready and cuts sinks and faucet holes for the homes.
Okay, makes sense. Huh.
Basically, it's strange. I mean, what has happened over the past 6 years, basically, since the recession? Before the recession, we had enough employees to where it really wasn't a problem. What has happened since then is we get really, really, really busy in the spring and summer, and we work so many overtime hours to keep up with the production that by the time fall starts rolling around, we've got all these huge, IRS bills for all the overtime. And so we slow down in those months, but we're paying all the back stuff, for taxes. And it's just been a vicious cycle for the past 6 years. It's literally we ramp up production and we ramp down production. And if we were able to get this machine put in place, what it would do is even on our slow months, we can afford to pay it. But what happens on the busy months, you don't have to work all that extra overtime because the machine will, you can actually put it to work at night, and when it gets done, it'll shut itself off, and you come in the morning, and there's work actually done. So it just mitigates all that extra overtime, which would turn even more profit for the company. And then, if we got it implemented and we saw that we wanted to try to increase sales, then it would give us the ability to do that. Because right now we're kind of stuck with, I mean, we have a wonderful name as far as the business. I mean, we don't even have a salesman. But all our work comes to us. Like, we do not search for work. And so we're fortunate in that manner, but obviously, you start looking at it and you're like, well, I mean, if I had a way to ramp up production quickly, then heck, I could actually hire a salesman, and heck, I could maybe get this to a $2 million business.
Yeah, exactly. But if you're a little tapped out on what you can produce, kind of puts a cap on
you. Yeah, I mean, you don't want to go out there and create all that work and then not be able to produce it, because the one thing I do have is a wonderful name in the business. I might have bad credit, and I might have bad inner workings, but our name is gold, and I don't want to mess with that.
Yeah, makes sense. So it sounds like business has been good over there. The economy is going strong in Alabama, where you're at?
Well, it is. It's not that it's like, doing just overly great. It's just this particular city Number one, we've been we're the oldest continually running company in the town that does what we do. So that, like I said, that comes with kind of a good name. And the city itself, I mean, it's not a small city, but it's not a huge city. It's just right at a medium city, and I mean, I think we're right at 600,000 in the city limits, and 1.2 counting the counties. So it's one of those, like I said, just right size cities, and there's not a lot of competition in this city. And the business I speak of that's extra is all of our surrounding counties. I mean, there are other competitors in those counties, but yet we get a lot of calls from them. We just don't have, we literally are just turning people down, just saying, sorry, it'd be a month before I could even touch you. And so,
Yeah, so you're really losing sales to be putting this off for a few months now.
Yeah. I've been, technically speaking, in my mind, I've been putting it off for years.
Oh, man.
But, yeah, the formal actual process, yeah, it's been about 6 months we've been trying.
Okay. Wow, that's crazy. All right, so at this point, you guys just kind of do mostly everything by hand. It's real labor intensive, is that right?
Correct. Yeah, okay. I mean, we finally upgraded. A year and a half ago, we upgraded the measuring product, part of what we do, and we were able to pay cash for that machine. It's only $20,000. So we have introduced digital to ourselves, and we understand it now, and it is the way to go. But we are producing things manually, and it's just an extremely labor-intensive product.
Yeah, makes sense. All right, well, let's see here. I really think that we can get you, funded. Our loans are mostly sales-based, so if you guys have good sales, you said 1 million last year or around there?
Last year was just shy of one. This year we'll do one.
Okay. Yeah, and it goes off your bank statement. So if you're, tracking to do 1 million, we'll be able to see that through your bank statement.
Yeah, I mean, I've already got them printed out. I mean, I'd have to print out a couple of new ones since it has been so long. But, yeah, I mean, our bank statement showing deposits, I mean, we're running between $55,000 and $70,000 a month. So, yeah, it's we've got great cash flow.
Well, that's great, yeah. And how many years in business did you say?
11,
that's great. Okay. I'm going to email you over the application and just a little rundown of what we need. But like you said, I mean, you should have everything pretty much there since you already
did. Yeah, I've got a big pile. It's all stacked up nice and neat. And like I said, I'd only have to print out a couple of new bank statements since it has been 2 months since I printed those. But, yeah, go ahead and email it, and I'll get it filled out. And I'll send you back. I've got that formal quote from the company as well. I can send that so that you'll have a better understanding of the machine I'm talking about.
Yeah, and that's a quote on the 170 machine, right?
Yeah, that's the only one I've got right now. I'm going to press that other guy and try to get that one from him. Because, like I said, both would benefit me, but yeah, I guess if I had the ability to choose, I would choose the 170 one just because of its functions that it will allow.
Yeah, it sounds like a pretty sweet gig to just get that thing going and let it run for you overnight and everything. All right, well, I'll get that email over to you. Let me see if I got your email. Is it delta1stone@yahoo.com?
Yes, ma'am.
And that's the number one in there?
That is.
All right, so I'll get that over to you. You think you'd be able to shoot that back to me by today?
I don't know. It's storming pretty bad here today. We're bowed up with production, but I could get it done before the weekend.
Alrighty, sounds good.
I'll talk
to you when I get it all back and once I kind of sort through everything, and we'll let you know what underwriting says, alright?
That sounds good.
Alrighty, thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.